Okay, we are beginning now. Simon Tzadi Zion says the Mechaber. Lo yigahik. What does that mean? That you shouldn't belch. Motzi migufo lefiv neficha mitoch savo. Okay. Velo yifahik. You shouldn't yawn. Poseach piv lahotzi ruach hapeh. Ve'im tzarech lahap. Lefahek mitoch oines, but if you have to yawn, it's an onus, you can't do it. Yaniach yado al piv. So you put your hand over your mouth. Shlo tera e pesichoso. It shouldn't be noticeable you're opening up your hand. Vizahir shlo yaniach yado al san tero. You should be careful. You should not put your hand over your chin. Beshas tefila when you're davening. Dehavi derech gasus ruach. It looks like a gaiva thing. It's an arrogant type of behavior to hold your hand in such a place. Well, that's all. Says the mechaber. I'm sorry, that wasn't the mechaber. Says the mishnah bura. Lefahit mitoch ones. You have to yawn because it's an ones. You're compelled to do this. Hu hadin the begihuk mitoch oines leki isura. So too, if you have to burp, because it's also it's an onus. There's no problem over here. There's no isur. Uma shelo nakatu. So then, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention this? He just mentioned yawning. So efshe mishum devo leka chiyuv lahaniach yado. Because in this case, it's not even a chiyuv to put your mouth. Your hand over your mouth. You don't open your mouth so much. A yawn, a real yawn. It's like a lion's roar, okay? You could see that. It's noticeable. It's a very short period of time. Which is not the case when a person's yawning. It could be a long yawn, your mouth's open wide. Okay. Santeru, it means your chin. It means your lower jaw. The chazinon ha'oisim kein b'shas ha'zemer mutter. Right, if the chazanim do this when they're singing, then they're doing this. Why? That's not like a gaiva thing when the chazan does it. I'm not sure why, but somehow this makes the voice sound even nicer. But if you're not doing it while you're singing, then it's aser. You can't do that. Okay. Bays, also la roke. A person can't spit. Again, the etiquette was very different back then than it is nowadays. The person not to spit. Ve'im iashar. It's impossible, lo shelo larok. You can. It's the mavliya b'ksuso b'inyan shelo yehenira. You should do it into his clothing in a way that's not going to become recognizable. The imhu istanis. A person's very finicky, right? They're squeamish, something like pir she'en yochel liros davar most. They can't see something that's gross. It's going to freak them out. The eni yochel lahavliya b'ksuso, and he's not able to absorb it into the to his garments. Then zorko la'achor. He should spit behind him. If he can't spit behind him, then he should spit to his left, but not to the right side. And certainly should not spit in front of himself. And then talking later on when you're taking your three steps back, that you turn to the left side first, because that's the right side kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why are you spitting over here to the left? That's to the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh lomar hatam, dihatam keiman shemei olam lo yardu hashchin lamat meesorah. As we know from all the Hilchos Chanukah, that the Shechina never goes down below 10 tefachim. It's learned out from the Gemara in Sukkah, I think on Daf Hey. In Kain, ein Hashechina keneged ha'mespalel. It's the Shechina not really in front of the person. Lafikach chalko kovel yamin di day berikika shehu b'shas tefila. So therefore, in that case, then he's going to show respect to his own right side by spitting while he's davening. But now, after you take your three steps back, distancing yourself from where you were standing by davening, that's why you give shalom to the left side first, which is kevil Hashem's right. At that point, now you are standing to the right side again, kevil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that was Gimel. So now we see. That was Beis, I'm sorry, Sifkat and Gimel, the Rok, about spitting.
And
all these things, you're not doing the Shemona Esrei, that's also going to be during the, what we call like the Elokai Netzor, right? The supplications, the additional things you say after the actual formal Shemona Esrei is over. Because Kozman, you don't take a step back. Pasa, pei, samech, ayin. Interesting, is one of those English words that has a Hebrew source. In English, we say to take a pace, right? P-A-C-E comes from the Hebrew word pasah, so that you didn't take your 3 paces back, your 3 steps back, habalika omi lefnei hamelech. Then you're omi lefnei hamelech. As we talked about in the previous shiur, we're talking about like, you know, you wouldn't hold something, you wouldn't hold an object in your hand, you're omi lefnei hamelech. So then also the same thing here, you know, in Sadi Zion about spitting, you wouldn't do that when you're omi lefnei hamelech. Then it's a da'ad efshar, if it's impossible. Right, so it's going to cause me to suffer, but it's going to, you know, stir your kavana. After you spit, you should wait. Excuse me. The amount of time it takes to walk 7 feet 3 inches. As we saw earlier, hey. It should be absorbed in the garments, shelo yehe nireh, that you won't be visible. Kigain bebeged hatachron, like something like an undershirt or something like that. Avah bebeged elyom, and the clothing that you're wearing out, that people are going to see it. Kevin shirog nireh, it's going to be visible to people. That's where you spit on your jacket sleeve or something like that. That's awesome. Umidinaseinu shaloivshin pletzis. What are these exactly? I don't know. It's some sort of handkerchief or something like that. Ach shaharog nireh efshir demoter. Even though it's visible. It's so loud. That's what it's made for. The aimbo mishum mius, right? You have something that's, again, it's a different type of a cultural thing. We don't have things we spit into, so to speak. But back then they did, so it's not a mius, right? Kain kosum magin avram aval sh'ari achronim kosu shegam bazeh tzarech lichroich makom harok. The others argue on this that this is something that's gross, so you should fold it over that part that you can't see, the part of this handkerchief where it was that you spit into. Vav, ve'ena yochel, if for whatever reasons a person is not going to be able to, so pirush, this means shemo'us lo havliyo b'ksuso, it's going to be disgusting for him to absorb it into his clothing, o she'ena yochel lahashoso b'fiv ad she'yavet li'enu, or for another reason, not even keep it in his mouth until it could get absorbed. Oh, shehu ksus no'el, or it's a very nice, you know, special chosh of a beged you don't want to spit into. Im nitzrich enu shevlenu bo yadridenu gam kein. So if it's going to have to spit into it, it's going to shteres kavan, like, oh my goodness, I'm spitting into my bekesha or something like that. I'm spitting into my fancy Italian suit. So zorko lachoro, so they do behind you. That's what it is, Zion. You spit behind you, so you turn around. Haina shehofech panav la'achorav. You turn your face, now you're facing backwards. Oh, shezorko biyado la'achorav. Or you would somehow like spit it into your hand and then throw it behind you. Avalo, clapping mala, but don't throw it upwards. Shinira kikoifer. That's like, you know, it seems like you're a koifer b'ikr. You're throwing the spittle up towards Shemayim, towards Hashem, towards the Shechina. You know, again, this does not happen modern day cases, but Lamaisa, this is the halacha. Okay. Ches and Kol Shechein, you should not spit Lefanov in front of you, Mipnei, Shemis Palo, because you're davening Shechina Lefanov. You're davening in front of the Shechina, Mikol Makam, Im Eshalo Larok, Elek Lefanov, Olimino, but the only choices you have are to spit, for whatever reason, someone's like next to you like that, you can only do it in front of you or to the right. Vehum it's Taya Betafila Aide Shein Yochel Larok, and it's pains you. The fact that you're not able to, said Mutalola Roik, Limino Afil Lefonov. You could still do this if you had to, like you can't. Again, we spoke about this many times, that the guf and the shama are obviously intertwined. And you can't concentrate because if you have something in your guf that's affecting your neshama, that's affecting your davening, so then Maker Hadin, one could do this if you have no other, you don't have any brayer in this case. Tess. Yesh Lomar. So this is going on the reason that why you can't do this, because the Shechina doesn't come down lower than 10 tefachim. V'achronim tirtzu pshitus. They give a very simple, straightforward answer. The halcha b'shas rekikoso mesalag yemene kavod Shechina. At the time when you're you know spitting, and that the mesalag that removes the Shechina. K'moshikoso b'simin gimel le'inyan hiskavdu mechubadim. That was if you remember back, that was what we did almost a year ago. February a year ago is when we started that when you ask the malachim to wait outside before I go into the bathroom, because this is I'm a boss of Adam, I'm a human being and I have needs that the malachim don't have, and I have to after you go relieve myself. Al kein as lein boser yamin u'smol shel adam. That's why we go after the right and the left side of at this point of the Adam himself. Masha'en came to seven kuf chav gimel. Later on we talk about taking 3 steps back, right? The airi behishtachavo. which way you're going to bow down, Shemishtachabe, Besof, Tefilos, L'Shechina, there you are bowing to the Shechina, Al-Ki'in, Azlin, and Boser, Yemin, the Shechina. Then we go to the right side, Kivyachul, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Hu Keneged HaShechina, wrote alone, it means, Sha'al Korchach, Kavanaso Az, Be'es, Hishtachavaya, Le'Hishtachavos, Haneged HaShechina, Shehula Malame Asara. At that point, when your Kavan is to bow towards the Shechina, which is above the tent Tefachim, saying, Ki Halo, Lo Yordu Lamata. It says, you know, it doesn't descend below that. Okay. That was, again, just to answer up the chilek as to why here you could, yes, spit to your left, and then when bowing, you bow to the left first. Okay, good. Gimel. Im kina okot, a louse stings a person, right, while you're davening. Yimashmesh bivagadov lahasiro, use your beged to remove it. Shlotis batel kavana, so shouldn't, you know, stare your kavana while you're davening. Avlo yisu enu biyado, but you shouldn't pick up the louse by yourself, by your hand. Hagov says the Ramah, v'davka b'shas tefil. This is talking about when you're in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. Aval shlo b'shas tefil, but you're not in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. Yochalito kina lezarko b'veis hakanesis. You could pick up the louse and you could throw it, even in the shul. And the il, simen dalad sif yudches. Okay. Mishnah Berurah over here starts with Yud Aleph, B'yad, you can pick it up with your hand. Ve'im avar v'not lo, if you did do this when you were davening, and you're supposed to use your beged, so then yishav sheish yod b'koy, so you like rub your hand up against the wall, obudavar acher, or something else that's like an abrasive surface, kid le'el, as we learn in Simen Tzadi Beis, sif vav. Yud Beis, what's it referring to in Simen Dalid Sif Yud Ches, the Mavur Sham was explained over there, the Hanogea Bikina Tsarach Lito Yod of the Maim. If you would touch a louse, then you have to do Natilas Yadayim, Ipne Ruach Ra Shora Al HaYadayim, because now you have the Ruach Ra on your hands. The Cholshkin, how much more so, Imhu Koidim HaTfilas, that was before you daven, Tsarach Lito Yod of the Maim Ipne HaTfil, you have to now wash your hands before you're going to daven. Okay. Continuing now, the Mechaber in Siv Dalid, im nishmat taliso mimakomo. If your talis slips out of place, yachul mashmoshbo, you're allowed to, you know, pick it up and return it back to place. Aval im nafal kulo, it totally fell off you entirely. Eini yachul lachzor lehisatev bo da have a hefsek. Then you're not allowed to do an atifa on and put it back on because that would be considered a hefsek, an interruption into the davening. So Yud Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah Yochel Mashmesh, right? Afilu Nofel Rubel. Even if the majority of it, the greater part of the talus fell off, and you would still be allowed to. I mean, just a little bit staying on, you're allowed to. However, it totally fell off. Kulo Yodalid Afilu Im Nishar Adayim Biyado Haatifa HaVehefsek. So you caught it. You know, someone walked past you or something, knocked off your talus. So you caught the talus, it's on the ground, but nevertheless, you know, you can, because that would be a hefsek. Eini Yochel Veim Avar Behesatev Bo. And the person, you know, didn't listen, didn't follow the halacha, and he does put it on. Ein tzarich lehaschil mitachilas habracha. Even though it is a hesek, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha that you were in the middle. El goymer hatzefilo v'holich. You just finish your davening. V'chashe yigmor tefilos. Now that you're finished, yimashmesh bo v'yavarich. So then you adjust it, you would make a bracha at that point in time. I'm the Elbasim and Chesif, Tesvav, Mishnah Berurah Sham. Zokin Shemesim Bate Einayim Shekorin Bril. An elderly person who has these glasses, Imheim Refuyim, if they're literally like weak, they don't stay on your head when you bend your hand. Bechotmo, your nose, I should say, Shekorov Lipol Aide Krios, Vishtachavayos. When you bow down, then your glasses are loose and they're going to fall off. Nochel Mahachmir Sheik Sharein Mitechila Bechut. You should tie a string around them. I remember my father, Al Vashalom, had this when he used to play basketball. He had this, I don't know, it's like a string, but you people do this nowadays. It covers the glasses to prevent them from falling off. Okay? But if it did fall off, so the Mechaber wrote that it's a hefsek. Right, in Tazayin, Havihavsek, Im Lo Shehu Torud, Aideh Ze'eni Yoch Lechavein. If you're not going to have any kavan because it's bothering you so much, so in that case, Yil Beshenu Kesheisayim HaBracha. That then you would put it on when you finished saying the bracha. Finally, the last Sif in Tzadi Zayin is Hey. Hanosei masoi al kaseifa vahigiyazman tefila. So you're holding a heavy burden on your shoulder. Now it's time to daven. So, you know, we learned last week about holding things, carrying things while davening. So it's pachos me'abar kavin. If it's less than 4 kavin, then mafshilo lachorav mispalel. So in this case, you just kind of shift it to the back of yourself and you daven. Arba kavin, it's 4 kavin. Then in that case, manichim al gabi karka umispalel. You put it on the ground. And you daven. We'll see that Dirsh is going to give us some, what does it mean, kav, in terms of, modern day measurements. Well, first we're going to mention Yud Zayin. Agabi Karkar on the ground. Demasui shel arba'a kavin imheim Allah mevatlim kavonaso. Because if you have something that's for kavin, this is going to shter your kavon. It's too much. It's too heavy. So what is this? So 15 in the Dirshu. Vishir abba kavin kosu b'sefer Biru halacha shledas rechaim noah shehu 5.5 kilograms ledas achazon ish hu 9.6 liter. He gives a interesting set of volume is the measurement that right. This is meat of lo mishkal. So that's the volume instead of the actual weight. Okay, that concludes Simen Tzadi Zayin.